myself in good headspace and just boot the ball.
He made some timely field goals.
You know, a lot of fun to have around when it's fourth down on around the 35-yard line.
You know, it was nothing new to him. It was no surprise for us when he made those, so I'm really happy for him.
He told me kicking a football is like parallel parking, so I take that. Every kick, I just think I'm parallel parked this football.
Gabe Burkage from 56. Have you some of that?
That was Toby Rowland of Sooner Sports TV calling the record-setting kick by Gabe Burkage. Today, we discussed Burkage's outstanding performance and post-game interview that just couldn't go unnoticed.
Mustache and a little mullet, that's where my power comes from.
It's not often that a kicker steals the show on and off the field, but Sooners kicker Gabe Burkage is a one-of-a-kind player. We're joined by Sooners beat writer Justin Martinez, who gives his insight on what makes Burkage so comfortable in big-time moments. This is That Story. I'm James D. Jackson, and this is the Oklahoman Sports Insider. So, Justin, it's your first season covering the Sooners, and you finally got a feel of an actual Oklahoma football game versus another opponent. What happened out there on Saturday, and how did Gabe Burkage play a role in the Sooners' win?
Yeah, so, I mean, he really bailed OU out there. They found themselves in a real battle there with Tulane, a game where they were supposed to win pretty convincingly.
Yeah, I give Tulane credit, you know. I give them credit. I mean, they made a lot of plays.
But ended up being a 40-35 win, and that was thanks in part largely to Gabe Burkage, their kicker, who went 4 or 5 on his field goal attempts, three of which were from at least 50 yards out, which actually ties the record for a single game in FBS history. So really strong performance out of him, and the Sooners needed every last bit of that production.
So what was your impression of Gabe Burkage after he accomplished so much in that game?
Yeah, he's a character. He's a great interview for sure. I mean, if you just look at him, like, he looks the part.
Mustache and a little mullet. That's where my power comes from, the stash. So I'm gonna let that thing grow up.
Like, he's got the mustache. He's growing out a mullet. I was asking him, like, you know, what led to this performance, and he was like, oh, I had a good breakfast
this morning. I had chicken and pasta. Just went out there, took my mind off football, and booted that ball.
He's an interesting interview, but pretty much he was just saying that, you know, when he's walking onto the field there, he's really taking his mind off of football. It's just muscle memory at that point.
I've learned throughout the years you can't be thinking about that kick in the moment. It's better. It's all muscle memory at the end of the day. So I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to tell you what I think about, but I take my mind completely off football.
Like he was saying, and it's just a matter of, you know, finding a good headspace, you know, not letting everything else going on around you kind of psych you out. And he just went out there and was booting it, and it was working really well for him.
Now, you mentioned those field goal kicks that he had. He was 4 or 5, and one of those was a record for OU. Which one was that?
Yeah, so that was a 56-yarder that he hit, which not only is a career high for him, but it also is the third longest made field goal in OU program history, but it's the longest made field goal in OU program history without a tee.
No play of the second quarter. Snap back, hold down, kick is away. He drives that one. That's got the distance, and it is good! Gabe Burkage from 56. Have you some of that?
So by that, it is the longest. And it honestly, it looked like he had about 5 or 6 more yards to spare. Like, he made it convincingly. Pretty close to just right through the uprights, like right down the middle. And yeah, with some yards to spare, so he definitely booted it.
Mm-hmm. And for those who aren't familiar with how to measure yardage on field goal kicks, where was Burkage standing on the football field when he went after that long 56-yarder? How far back was he?
Yeah, so pretty much what you do is you add 17 yards to the line of scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
So if it was a 56 yarder, then that would be, let me see, quick mass in my head, I think 39 yards is where he was at. I believe if my math is right.
Very impressive math there. That's very impressive.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's the 7 yards back, for the placeholder, and then also the 10 yards for the end zone. So that's how you get the 17 that you add on top of it.
Mm-hmm. What did Gabe say at the press conference about kicking the long field goal? How was he able to accomplish that?
Yeah, well, he has an interesting approach to it. He was actually saying that when he was younger, it was his dad's best friend who had told him that
kicking a football is like parallel parking. So I take that every kick. I just think, let me parallel park this football through the goalpost. So.
And he doesn't focus on, you know, the thousands of screaming fans. He doesn't focus on the fact that, you know, the game could be on the line, this and that. He's just going out there, just trying to parallel park that football. And he did it pretty well.
That is definitely an interesting approach. What did Coach Lincoln Riley have to say about Berkovich's performance?
Yeah, so it's funny because I had asked him about it a couple days ago in our Tuesday press conference with him.
What can you tell us about his personality and how he carries himself on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, no, he's funny. It's funny. Coach Stoops called me last night. We were talking, and he and Carol had watched Berkovich's interview. I hadn't seen it, so he texted it to me. I watched it last night, and I was in tears. I was,
that he was laughing, like, so hard about it. Because, you know, Berkovich has had so many of these just really weird, interesting lines. There was the eating the chicken and pasta thing. There was the him saying how his mustache gives him all of his powers. He even had a thing where he had said that he knows it's his time to go out there and kick when Lincoln Riley...
waiting for him to shake his head and be like, dang, we got to kick it.
So, yeah, he's a great interview. And Riley had kind of said that, yeah, I mean, he's just a character and he's a great guy to have just out there on the field because he doesn't take things too seriously.
He doesn't, which you kind of saw in the interview, he doesn't really take anything too serious, which I think he's learned to make that an advantage in his game. But yeah, he's a fun guy, man. I think the guys really like him, respect him.
You know, I mean, he doesn't let those moments really get the best of him. He just goes out there and does what he does.
All right, so here's the big question. Where does Berkovich rank on your top interviewees list?
Yeah, so I'm definitely still, you know, pretty new to the job, but from everyone that I've talked to so far, he definitely gives the most interesting quotes. Yeah, never a dull moment when you're talking to Gabe, for sure.
Hey, Justin, thanks for joining the podcast. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
We'll be right back.
Same thing as everything every day at practice. I just go through my form and stuff. But during the kick, I don't think about the kick at all. I just take my mind off football and put myself in a good headspace and just boot the ball.
If you've enjoyed this podcast or Justin Martinez's coverage of the Sooners, visit the Oklahoman's website and consider subscribing. Or download the app to get your news on the go. I'm sure you'll find something that you like. I'm James D. Jackson, and this has been the Oklahoman Sports Insider.